This is Jay Sekulow, the Bible, a banned book in Washington State. Buckle your seatbelts, folks. We've gotten a contact from a parent out in Washington State.
Books or magazines are fine. Comic books are acceptable.
Her ninth grade student is in the honors English program there called Reading for Pleasure.
What can't students read? Material that is unreasonably below grade level, so books that are for lower grade levels. And then right after that, what can't students read?
Now, the Reading for Pleasure students are given a information sheet as to what they can and cannot read. And, folks, you're not going to believe what the school district has listed here.
90 to 100% of comic books are written at the very easy fourth grade level.
This is an advanced reading course.
That's right. This is an honors English program.
But the Bible is a prohibited book under what you cannot read, what students can't read. The Bible is a prohibited book under what you cannot read. Read what students can't read, and you can read a comic book, but you can't read the Bible. Well, there you have it, folks, and this is a major challenge going on in Washington State. We mentioned it yesterday. We had a huge number of people contacting us. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. If you missed the program yesterday, you're not going to believe the policy that has been put in place with the school district in Washington State banning the Bible from the reading for pleasure list, and they've actually put this, Jordan, in writing.
That's right. It actually says on the Reading for Pleasure handout that parents have to sign and send back with their student to be given to the teacher. This is for ninth grade honors English program, the honors English program. It's twice a week, Monday and Friday, so these kids have a chance to, or teenagers have a chance to read what they choose. Now, what can students read is number one on the sheet the parents must sign. Underline can. Since students' interest in reading abilities vary, they have a wide range of material open to them. Books, magazines, comic books, all fine. What can't students read? Anything inappropriate, whatever that means, newspapers because they're noisy, or picture books with not enough words in them. Material that's also unreasonably below grade level is unacceptable, and of course, under what can't students read? The Bible or other religious text. This is for a reading for pleasure program where it's okay to read comic book, folks. It's fine to read comic books, even fine to read magazines, but you can't read the Bible.
Yeah, folks, let me give you an analysis of what's going on here. We've got our lawyers already working on this, a demand letter going out immediately. We're going to demand that the school district change this policy. I want this policy removed. It is in writing. If you go to aclj.org, I've actually, in my daily trial notebook posting, I have posted a portion of the actual policy. Now, that is the policy that's in place. We represent a ninth grade girl named Rachel. She is an honors student. She's in the honors English program. You could read any book you want, but you can't read the Bible. And they're saying that the Bible is therefore a inappropriate text in the public schools. I wonder what you have to think about this, folks. 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. As you can tell, we are outraged by this action. It's absolutely not only unacceptable, it's unconstitutional. 1-800-684-3110. First of all, the school district needs to understand what the First Amendment to the United States Constitution says. There's freedom of speech. There's the freedom of association. The Bible cannot be treated as a banned book. There are actually Department of Education guidelines specifically on this point that the school district is violating here. I've litigated these cases over the year. We've had great success. Simply put, the Bible cannot be deemed a banned book. Why do you think the school district did this? And then when we come back from the break, another school district, this one in Texas, also a Bible ban going on. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. It's obvious school is back in session and the cases are already started. By the way, if you've got a problem in your community, go to aclj.org, look under About the ACLJ, hit the contact section, and you can let us know of your problem. That's how we find out about these, and that's how we get our lawyers working on it. Now, we want you to join with us in a petition demanding that the school district cease and desist from putting this information, this Bible ban, in place. And we need your help. I need to hear from all 50 states and thousands of you talking about, let's get this school district to change that policy. Jordan's going to give you the number. You need to call during this break. Very, very important.
Two ways to join the petition to change school policy now. 877-989-2255 is our toll-free number. You can call and join the petition to change school policy right now to make sure this ninth grade honors English student can read the Bible during the Reading for Pleasure program, like other students can read comic books. 877-989-2255 to join the petition. You can go to aclj.org and read the petition online. You can also go to aclj.org and sign the petition online. We'll be right back.
The new school year brings a very troubling development. This from a school district in Washington State. Students enrolled in an honors English class have been given an assignment. Select reading material for a reading for pleasure assignment twice a week. Rachel is a ninth grader who selected the Bible to read for this assignment, but the school district has said no. That's right, the school district in Washington State says the Bible is simply not acceptable, not appropriate for students to be reading. The American Center for Law and Justice is working with the family to send a powerful message to the school district: change this discriminatory policy or face legal action. Stand with the ACLJ and give this school district a lesson in the First Amendment. Sign on today to the ACLJ petition to change the school policy and put the Bible on the approved reading list. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org. It's a trip of a lifetime. So many people took advantage of this year's trip to Israel that plans are now underway for another journey to the Holy Land. This is a trip you won't want to miss. Visit the historic and holy sites in Israel. Meet with top government leaders and military experts. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow in 2008 for this unique trip to Israel. Hundreds of people joined the ACLJ in traveling to Israel this year. Now make plans for next year, an exceptional trip to the Holy Land, scheduled for 2008. Details of the trip are still being finalized, but you can express your interest now. Call 1-800-662-5406. Put your name on an information list, and the ACLJ will keep you posted as the dates and cost are finalized. Adding your name simply gives the ACLJ an opportunity to stay in touch with you about this fantastic trip. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. Visit Israel next year, a life-changing trip you will never forget.
This is my right, a right given by God, to live a free life, to live in freedom.
And that freedom should include, by the way, the ability to read the Bible in a public school. Any material that is inappropriate for school is unacceptable. Newspapers, they're noisy. Picture books with little or no text are not acceptable. Material that is unreasonably below grade level is unacceptable. And the Bible or other religious texts are not acceptable for the Reading for Pleasure program. So says the school district in Washington State. This is, in my mind, absolutely absurd. It's outrageous. We want to know what you have to think about it. 1-800-684-3110. Now, we've got another situation with the Bible I'm going to bring up in a moment. But, folks, here's what we're going to do. We're getting a legal letter ready right now that's going to go to the school district early next week on behalf of Rachel. She's the ninth grade student we represent. But we want to have even more of an impact. Could you imagine if the school district, we send them petitions from, say, 20,000, 30,000, 50,000 people that's saying this is absolutely ridiculous and should not be allowed to take place, this kind of Bible banning, Bible censorship? It's outrageous. And I'll tell you this. I got a email from a friend of mine who's on the more left of center side of church state issues. Very well respected, though. And he said, hey, I think you guys are absolutely correct on this. This is ridiculous that there's this kind of ban in place. But that is in the school district policy. It's the written policy. You know, sometimes we hear about these cases and their policies, but you don't see them written. This is a written policy that's saying this. Here's what I want you to do. You go to your phones, 877-989-2255. You're signing on to a petition that basically is going to demand that this school district cease and desist the enforcement of this policy and also change this policy. 877-989-2255. You can sign up online also, aclj.org, or again, 877-989-2255. A lot of phone calls coming in. Jordan, what do we have next?
Vinak is calling from North Carolina on line 3. Vinak, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, welcome to the broadcast.
Let's go to Ken calling from Virginia on line 4. Ken, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ken.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Fine. I'd like to tell you, I've heard you several times on the radio and heard you twist the law and facts, and you're doing it again. First, I'd like to let you know I am a Christian. I'm chairman of the deacons at my church. I teach a Sunday school choir.
Ken, let me ask you a question. What fact am I twisting? Here in this particular case,
you're twisting the facts on what the Oregon School District is saying. The Oregon School District is saying that you cannot get credit in the class for.
No, have you, Ken?
Yeah.
I'm going to let you talk here. Have you read the policy? Have you read the policy?
This is typical of the way you deal with anybody that calls. You interrupt them.
Read the policy and tell me where you say it talks about credit.
I have read it. That's part of the assignment in Honors English is to have pleasure reading.
That's correct. Reading for pleasure.
If a school encourages, requires, or makes a part of their curriculum reading religious materials, that's prohibited by the Constitution.
Oh, really? Who says that that is prohibited by the Constitution? What justice of the Supreme Court said reading the Bible is prohibited by the Constitution?
Making it a requirement of class.
It's not a requirement. The student is allowed to select any book. This is what the policy says. I like reading. You know, you accuse me of shifting and twisting the law. I'm reading you the policy. The policy says reading is an important part of education. We want to encourage students to read. They can select any book of their choosing except the following that are deemed inappropriate: a newspaper because it's noisy, or a picture book with little or no text, material that is unreasonably below grade level, or the Bible or religious texts are not acceptable for the reading for pleasure. A comic book is acceptable. Do you think it's okay to read a comic book in the reading for pleasure program?
Yes.
And so a comic book is good, and a Bible should be banned?
No, that's not what I said.
Okay, do you think in a program, you accuse me, sir, of twisting the facts, and I'm reading the law, and you haven't studied this policy because the only aspect of the policy that's up is what's on our website right now. Have you read it?
Yes, I have, and I've also read the constitutional decisions of the Supreme Court.
How many cases have you argued at the Supreme Court of the United States?
Well, actually, I've had two that were denied cert. How many have you had?
I've had 15.
Okay. Well, I can tell
including cases, the biggest cases on the Establishment Clause. So I don't want to be disrespectful, but you started the conversation by accusing me of misquoting the law, and I'm telling you what the statute is, and you know this, I'm sure, that the Supreme Court itself has said, an opinion written by Justice Goldberg, that the Bible is appropriate for study in the schools. This isn't a required, they're not requiring students to read the Bible. The student selects the appropriate material. Jordan, you've got the exact text right there.
Right, yeah, that's right. The school makes this clear. This is a very open program. The credit is just that you're reading. They're okaying, and I think this is what the caller Ken is missing here. Reading a magazine. And what I said yesterday on the program was, unless you're a student bringing The Economist or New Republic or National Review or something like that to read, most magazines, especially that teenagers are interested in, are not written at really any grade level. Pretty basic reading. That's the point of magazines. Something easy to flip through, entertaining. That's fine. Comic book, fine. But not the Bible or things with too many pictures or things that are too noisy. That is what it says students can't read. There's no discussion about the reading. There's no teaching about what you decide to read that day. You don't necessarily talk to your friends about what you're reading that day. It's a quiet time to read.
Yeah. So, and Ken, so this is a situation. This isn't a school mandated. I think you're missing. Instead of accusing me of misquoting what this policy is, I don't think you understand what the policy is. Ken, the school district is letting the student make the selection. And you're a lawyer, so you know that the Supreme Court has said that student-led, student-initiated determinations are protected both under the Free Speech and Free Exercise Clause.
They are protected under the Free Speech and Free Exercise Clause outside of a structured class.
That is not correct. I'm going to give you two citations to look at. Look at Mergens, which was the Bible Club case where they talked about religion in the public schools, and the court and Justice O'Connor said there is a crucial difference between government speech endorsing religion, which is prohibited by the Establishment Clause, and private student speech endorsing religion, which is protected by both the Free Speech and Free Exercise Clauses. So, Ken, if this was a mandated everybody must study the Bible, well, if it was part of an academic program on religion, you know that's allowed also. You can't make students believe it. You can't make them, and if there was a religious objection for a student, they didn't want to read any sacred text, you'd have to, of course, honor that. But this is the student making the selection. This isn't even a close case. This is the student making the selection. So tell me why you think a student making the selection should be able to do this, should be able to be, you know, have the Bible banned here. You're telling me a student cannot voluntarily, when they're allowed to pick any topic they want, study the Bible as one of those.
They are required as a part of the class to do pleasurable reading.
Right, and the students select. Go ahead.
The board has said is as a part of that pleasurable reading, we will not require or permit.
You know, what case are you talking about that the court required that? What Supreme Court decision decided that?
No, I'm talking about the school board's policy.
The school board's policy says the students make the selection and they prohibited the student from selecting one text, and that is the Bible or any religious text. They want no Bible in the classroom, period. And this is absolutely unconstitutional. And the Department of Education guidelines under President Clinton specifically authorized the individuals, students, to make that selection, include the Bible as an appropriate topic for even study. And this is just a reading for pleasure. So, Ken, you and I are two ships passing in the night here. I appreciate you calling. I just think you're wrong. And I don't like being accused of twisting something when I do this, these cases every day, day in and day out. So I don't appreciate that comment. But I will tell you this. Study the law. Study it harder. Look at the individual policy here. And then call me back and tell me how you think that policy that the school district have is constitutional. I'd like to hear back from you. Jordan, who do we have next?
Let's go to David calling from Oklahoma on line 3. David, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, David.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
It's just, this is, you know, really appalling. You know, I graduated in 1994, and I carried my Bible to school. I read it in class. I went, you know, to see at the poll every time they had it. It's just, this is getting outrageous. But my comment is, you go to these Christian bookstores, and they do have Bibles specifically for boys and specifically for girls that are done in comic book and magazine format.
Under this policy, that would still be illegal, because here's what the policy says, and this goes back to, you know, I give you what the policy is, folks, and it says the Bible or other religious texts are not acceptable for reading for pleasure. So if you had there are Bible comic books, you're right, where they have Bible stories in a comic book format. That would be unacceptable here too, folks. Do you see and I appreciate your call, you see the nature of the outrage here? I mean, let's just think about this for a minute. The Bible is the banned book, and there is no Supreme Court justification for that. It's called censorship. We want to hear from you on this. 877-989-2255. We want you to add your name. We'd like to get 30,000 signatures going with our letter to this school district. Could you imagine the impact that will have? 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Add your name to thousands that will be contacting us to make sure Rachel can have the Bible in this classroom and remove this policy. We're asking this policy to stop. You can sign up online also at aclj.org or simply call us 877-989-2255. Hey, when we come back from the break, Jordan, we're going to give that report on another one. Give a little bit of a tease on what's coming with this case out of Missouri.
How about this? A principal of a school gets on a school bus and tells students if they take their Bibles out while they're at school out of their backpacks, they will not be able to go to their after-school program, Dad. The principal actually came on a school bus and said that to grade school students.
If you take the Bible out of your backpack, you're penalized from future activity. Now, the school year's begun, and we're back in full swing, folks. It's obvious. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. And again, go to the phones right now. We want to send a loud and clear message to the school board. This is outrageous. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Adding your name, demanding a cease and desist from the school district so we get this policy changed. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Hi, this is Jay Sekulow, and I want to invite you to join me on a trip of a lifetime. So many people took advantage of this year's trip to Israel organized by the American Center for Law and Justice that plans are now underway for another journey to Israel. This is a trip you won't want to miss. Here's what one of our tour participants had to say.
It gave me a greater understanding. It was just more in-depth. It was just an awesome, awesome trip.
You will visit the historic sites and the holy sites in Israel, meet with top government leaders and military experts. I will be providing insight and briefings during the trip. Hundreds of people joined me in traveling to Israel this last summer. Now make plans for next year, an exceptional trip to the Holy Land, scheduled for June of 2008. Put your name on an information list, and the ACLJ will keep you posted as the dates and costs of the trip are finalized. By calling our toll-free number, you will be given the first opportunity to join us on this historic trip. So call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Visit Israel next year with us, and you will never be the same.
The new school year brings a very troubling development. This from a school district in Washington State. Students enrolled in an honors English class have been given an assignment. Select reading material for a reading for pleasure assignment twice a week. Rachel is a ninth grader who selected the Bible to read for this assignment, but the school district has said no. That's right. A school district in Washington State says the Bible is simply not acceptable, not appropriate for students to be reading. The American Center for Law and Justice is working with the family to send a powerful message to the school district. Change this discriminatory policy or face legal action. Stand with the ACLJ and give this school district a lesson in the First Amendment. Sign on today to the ACLJ petition to change the school policy and put the Bible on the approved reading list. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org.
The remedy for speech you don't like is not less speech, it is more speech.
Those are the words of Stephen Breyer, and I think that, in a different case, but I think the context applies directly here. I mean, this idea that you could ban the Bible is absolutely outrageous. It's exactly the policy in the school district. And we've got another report, folks, on another one developing right now in Missouri. Jordan, what's the details there? We got notified of this, by the way, yesterday. If you have a legal question or something going on in your community and you need help, you go to aclj.org. Go to our it's under About the ACLJ. You'll see contact. Fill out the form and get it to us, and we'll get right on it.
We got it from a parent who is a grade school student. And what happened here was the students ride a school bus from this school to an after-school program held at a church. And their parents have to sign a form and says they're allowed to ride the bus, so everything is fine there. The principal of the school boarded the school bus and told students that they were not allowed to remove their Bibles from their backpacks. If they were caught doing this while they were at school, they would no longer be allowed to go to the after-school program at the church. And a teacher also told the students to put their Bible away one time during, again, a reading hour when you've got that free reading period time, just like this situation in Washington State. So you've got two reports here. One of a principal coming on a bus saying that you can't take your Bible out while you're at school or you don't get to go to the after-school program anymore. And another of a teacher telling a student specifically, you can't read your Bible during the reading time.
Yeah, folks, this is, I mean, the school's back in session. We're getting on all these cases, by the way, and that's exactly why the American Center for Law and Justice is here. We've already got significant legal work being done on the situation in Washington State. Again, though, we need your help. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to add your name to this petition. Go into the school district. We want to make a very clear pronouncement from Americans from all 50 states that we're not going to tolerate a Bible ban during a Reading for Pleasure program for ninth grade honor students, which is what we've got here. And then we'll get more information. And we're working on this Missouri situation as we speak. Let's try to get as many calls as we can. We've got a lot of calls coming in, Jordan.
Nick is calling from New York on line 4. Nick, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
Great. How can I help you today?
Jay, this last guy, tell him to read the First Amendment and tell him, you know, there's proper ways to do things. If he doesn't agree with you, you don't get on the phone and you accuse someone. You might say, well, I don't agree with this. Can you explain it to me and be a gentleman about it? You know, it bugs me that some guy comes on the phone and, well, you know, I'm a deacon and I'm a Christian and it's all this other stuff. And he doesn't understand the First Amendment allows us to have the Bible. That's our right. I mean, it's plain and simple. Where does this guy come off?
Well, Nick, I always like having call. If there's callers that disagree, I put him on the air. We didn't hesitate putting this guy in the air. We put Ken on the air immediately. But the first thing he said, and this is what bothered me, and it really bothered me, was you're twisting the cases. You're twisting the statute. I'm reading the statute. There's nothing to twist here. The school's not saying. They're not saying something different than what they put in writing. This is exactly their position. They don't want the Bible read in a Reading for Pleasure program. And the Supreme Court decisions and Department of Education guidelines under President Bill Clinton supported the Bible being utilized in that kind of situation specifically. And that's why I don't like being accused of something. You want to disagree, call me up and disagree. That's part of living in America. We can disagree. But this idea that, you know, we're twisting and turning is outrageous. I really, really did not appreciate the context on the way he said it. I'm one that likes civil debate. As you all know from listening to this radio broadcast, I often bring on experts from other sides on these issues. We talk about them. We disagree. I've had Barry Lynn on. We've had Nadine Strausen. I mean, I could give you the list of people that don't take my position. But we put them on and we discuss the issues as civil people. But I don't accuse them, and they don't accuse me of twisting. And that's the one thing I really, really did not appreciate. Go ahead. Who do we got next,
Let's
Jordan?
Go right to the phones. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Paula is calling from New Hampshire on line 6. Paula, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Paula. Great.
Good. I just wanted to make a few comments, if I could.
Sure.
I am appalled at all of this. And it's just this goes way back. About 10, 11 years ago, my son was in school, wore a Radically Saved T-shirt. School called me, told me that he needed to come home. I contacted you guys. This was many years ago. You sent him a letter, and not only was he allowed to wear it, but the school policy got changed. And I wanted to thank you guys for that.
You know, Paula, I'm going to interrupt you for a second. I remember that case because the T-shirt was from a song that Carmen did called Radically Saved. I remember that situation. And we had a lot of those, and we did get them resolved. And hopefully we're going to get this one resolved, too. But it's glad to know that you remembered that, and we're glad they could help you. What else did you need?
And then I just wanted to let you know, too, that, I mean, we're working on things. I work in my town, and we tried to get stops from putting on church services on our local access station. And you guys have just been a blessing. And I wanted to make one last comment, is that, you know, the enemy is really in full attack here. The gentleman that called you earlier, you know, he says that he's a Christian. I just pray that God, you know, opens this man's eyes so he can see what the truth is here, and just
Well, you know, I appreciate that, Paul. I'm not going to say he's not a Christian. He said he's a Christian. I have no reason not to believe that he's not a Christian. I just don't like to be called a liar, which is what he did. I mean, he basically said I was twisting and turning, and I'm reading you the policy that's up on our website that's viewed by millions of people every month. So we put stuff up there that's accurate. And, you know, we're very particular. I litigate these cases at the Supreme Court of the United States, and that's why I was aggressive with him. And I'm going to, you know, I'll always debate. And I like civil debates. That, to me, was not a civil way to start a debate. And I just think it's unfortunate. But I hope he calls back after he looks at it again. And if he still disagrees, we'll put him back on. We'll talk about it some more. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. Again, folks, if you want to talk to us on air, you've got that number. But if you want to add your name to this petition, and it's really important. Now, can you imagine if we get 30,000 signatures going with our letter to the school district in Washington State, the impact that'll have, and that you need to participate in this. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up that way online. But again, it's 877-989-2255 to have your voice heard.
Doris is calling from New York online, too. Doris, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Doris.
Yes, hello. I'm a New York City school teacher.
Yes, ma'am.
And recently, this past week, a colleague of mine approached me and asked if we could have a prayer meeting in the morning in my classroom because I'm a born-again Christian. And I was thrilled to do that. And I said, yes, of course, I'd like to have it. So we were going to start it this Monday, and a few people that want to come to it came and asked, is it legal? And that's my concern.
Well, look, if it's before the contract day starts, in other words, there's not students around, the school district allows the classrooms to be as a gathering place for students, there's nothing that prohibits teachers from praying before the beginning of the school day collectively, even in the classroom. But as long as students aren't there, if it's teacher-led, there's a crucial difference between student-led and teacher-led, and that's the policy. So generally it is. If you go to aclj.org, we've got that information posted right up on the website, so you should be able to get it right there. But again, Dar, shouldn't be any problem. Jordan, again, we need to let people know that this Missouri situation we are now just starting on, we're just getting the information there on this situation in Missouri.
That's right. This is a situation where a principal went on a school bus. The students that go to a special after-school program, their parents allow them to go to. They've signed forms saying they can be taken to an after-school program at a church. The principal walked on to the bus, told the students if they take their Bibles out of their backpacks while they're at school, they won't be allowed to go to the program anymore. A separate incident, the same school, a teacher went up to a girl, a student, and said, you have to put your Bible away during the reading period. Again, just like that story in Washington, Dad. This is happening, and we're getting reports on this, just these two reports in the last few days.
ACLJ.org. If you want to contact us, go to the About Us. You'll see the contact section. Fill out the form. Let us know what your legal issue is in your community. We'll be glad to help. 877-989-2255. Now, that number is to sign on to this petition going to the school district asking for basically a cease and desist this policy, to change the policy and allow the Bible to be one of the books utilized by students, if they so choose, for the Reading for Pleasure program. I just don't think it's complicated. The law is clear. The Department of Education guidelines are clear. Again, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to add your name to this petition. You can also go to aclj.org. We will update our website there. You can sign the petition online as well. 877-989-2255. Sign that today. Now, also, if you're interested in that trip to Israel, we are actually opening now for reservations for June 17th. Jordan, give them that number.
25406 to book your trip to Israel next summer with us. 1-800-662-5406. But call and get this, join the petition to stop this school policy now, 877-989-2255.